It's a beautiful time of year to be out walking. The weather's warming up. Nature makes these walks amazing. But sometimes life is so busy, finding time for the walk can be a challenge. My sponsor, Factor Meals, has the solution. And in a moment, I'm going to tell you how to save 50% off at factormeals.com. Every meal is fresh, never frozen. They only take 2 minutes. Meals like artichoke and spinach chicken with roasted zucchini and tomato butter. This is one of my favorites from Factor Meals. I loved it. And it was ready in 2 minutes. So no shopping, no prepping, no cooking, no cleaning up. More time for these wonderful walks outdoors. Head to factormeals.com/walking50. Use code walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code walking50 at factormeals.com/walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Walking outside is a healthy thing to do, but most of the time, 90% of the time, we spend indoors. And are you aware that according to the EPA, the indoor air that we breathe is 2 to 5 times more polluted than this outdoor air? My sponsor, Air Doctor, has the solution. And by the way, they're offering you up to $300 off. I'll give you some details in just a moment. Air Doctor filters out 99.99%. That's almost perfect. Things in the air that can cause problems like allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold spores, even bacteria and viruses that could make you sick. Here's the thing. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com. Use the promo code WALKING to receive up to $300 off air purifiers. And exclusive to podcast customers, you'll also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code WALKING. Today's 10-minute walk is helping you keep the fitness promise you made to yourself. And we'll add another link to your growing fitness chain. I'm sure you can hear the wind. I left the house just a few minutes ago. Temperature is actually a little bit above normal for this time of year. Rain is a possibility later this morning. Not heavy rain, but some light rain. And I thought it was supposed to be windy, and I'm not feeling the wind. And I'm thinking, oh, well, this will be a nice little walk. And then literally as I pressed record, turned a corner, now I'm walking into a face full of wind, and whatever above normal it's supposed to be, I'm not feeling that. I am not feeling that at the moment. Lydia says she's going to walk twice a day, not only a morning walk, but also a walk in the evening after dinner. Karen says that January and February have been, her words, inert. She wasn't moving a whole lot in January and February. So her goal for March is to walk 10 minutes every day. Lydia and Karen are taking the March Walking is Fitness Challenge. I know it's March 2nd, but it is not too late to get started. This is not necessarily an every day. You've got to do this every day. You can. That could be part of your goal. But for some, it's how many days in March can I do this? I'm going to set a goal, a unique goal for me, a goal that's a little challenging, but not crazy. I'm going to set a goal, and how many days in March can I reach this goal? Maybe it's all 31. Or maybe if you're just getting started today, just hearing about this, it'll be 30 days in March. How many of the days in March can I reach this goal that I set? So I told you what Lydia and Karen are doing. Debbie, her goal for March, 8,500 steps. It's not too late. Set a goal that's a little challenging, that'll push yourself just a bit, but again, it's not too crazy, because once we get into the middle of the month, once we get past the excitement of, wahoo, new challenge, it's going to be this, oh, did I really set that goal? What was I thinking? So you don't want it to be so big that it's overwhelming and you just give up. But you also don't want it to be too small that there's no challenge at all, that you're not feeling any kind of push. Whatever the goal is for you, that's a little bit of a push, you set that goal, download the March Walking is Fitness Challenge Tracker. Every day in March that you keep the goal, you color in a set of footprints. There's a line for you to write exactly what you did. So for example, say your goal is 5,000 steps. And you today walk 6,832. Will you write that 6,832 in? You exceeded your goal. Maybe there are some days where you came close to your goal, but not quite. Well, still write that in. And then there's, at the end of each line, a heart. That heart is to be colored in on those days that felt hard. Fitness is hard, but not every day is equally as hard. There are some days where it's not windy, it doesn't feel cool, it'll be beautiful, and it was a pleasure keeping your goal. But then there are days when the weather is a little crazy, your schedule is a little full, you didn't feel like it, but you did it anyhow. On those days, color in the heart. There's a link in the show notes. You can tap that link. You can actually see what the March Walking is Fitness Challenge Tracker looks like. And then if you want to, you can download that as well. Diana left a comment in YouTube, the Walking is Fitness YouTube channel. She listened to the episode on Thursday, which was Leap Day. And the episode was really all about, let's consider today a bonus day. And you had no responsibilities. You could do whatever you wanted today. What would you do? Would it include walking? And if so, how would you approach that? What would you do? And Diana said on Thursday, she didn't feel like it. She didn't want to. She didn't feel like it. She wasn't going to. And then she listened to the episode. And she said that inspired her. That episode inspired her to go for a walk when she got home. Diana, thanks for the comment. This week, the brand new Walking is Fitness YouTube video is talking about how fast should you walk. If you haven't checked out Walking is Fitness on YouTube, this, by the way, it's not a repurposed podcast. It's a unique, brand new video every week. And the whole point behind the Walking is Fitness YouTube channel is to capture those who are curious about walking, who are searching for information about walking, walking for fitness, and to invite those viewers to go from curious to action. Make a commitment, make a fitness promise, and then begin walking for fitness every day, or at least consistently using the podcast. And by the way, if you do check out the videos, would you consider subscribing to the channel, watching the video, maybe even leaving a comment? All of that helps the YouTube algorithm so others who are curious, who are looking, they'll be able to see those videos and maybe even begin a brand new fitness journey. Got a sweet email from Emily in Canada. She was out walking with her 8-year-old. They're actually training, doing a walk run. They're participating in a 2K in May. And Emily sent a picture. She also said there's a lot of snow again on the grass, but the weather will be hot this week. Her words, hot this week. 0 to 15 Celsius, which translated to Fahrenheit is about 32 to 59 degrees. And Emily says, that's hot. I love that perspective. Got an email from Wynn, who last week heard the episode about rucking. That's walking with a backpack and some weights, a weighted backpack. And she's game. She said, I'm going to try that. And so she did. She started with 10 pounds in a backpack. Felt like that was a little too much to start. And then went down to 5 and said that really worked. And then she also mentioned that for years she was a backpacker. And she regularly, through mountainous terrains, carried about 40 pounds in her backpack. And she says, but that was years ago. Wynn, thanks for checking in. Martha bought Walking is Fitness a coffee, left this message positive and generous with your encouragement and example. Thanks. And Martha, thank you. Natasha bought Walking is Fitness a coffee. Natasha, thanks for that. And Linda checked in with a coffee. Linda, thank you for that donation. Thanks for your support. Linda left this message. Thank you so much for your podcasts. Since I discovered and listened in mid-January, I've done an intentional walk of at least 10 minutes every day. Sometimes it's at 10 p.m. around my yard, but I do it every day. Linda, thank you. Thanks for your support. By the way, if Walking is Fitness is bringing you value and you'd like to help support the podcast, would you consider buying Walking is Fitness a virtual coffee? There's a link in the show notes. You can tap that link. It'll take you to the giving platform, Buy Me a Coffee. It is safe, it is secure, and it is really easy. Thanks also to Kristen from 89daysaway.com. Kristen has a weekly e-newsletter, Notes from the Road. 89 Days Away is their journey through midlife and post-work life. And in this week's e-newsletter, Kristen mentions Walking is Fitness and includes a link. Kristen, thanks for that. And by the way, if you found Walking is Fitness through Kristen's newsletter, thank you for listening. Welcome. Hope you're enjoying what you're hearing. Oh, and if you are taking the March Walking is Fitness Challenge, why don't you tell me what you're doing? Shoot me an email. I'll give you a shout out on the podcast. Email address is in the show notes as well. You might have noticed that the wind died down just a bit. It's not because the wind died down. It's because I turned around. Example, I'm now walking into the wind. Still there. Often when Ava and I head out for a walk, if it's windy, sometimes really windy, it's like, where do you want to go? The answer is, we want to go with the wind at our back, and we'll just call somebody to come and pick us up when we're done. Thanks for walking with me today. Thanks for allowing me to be a part of your walk. I'm honored. I'll be back tomorrow. That's my commitment to you. I walk every single day, and I would love to have you join me for another 10-minute walk. In the meantime, I hope you have a great day.